You're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm Samantha Wright, filling in for Gemma Gaudette. How much matter is in the universe? How do you measure things like the size or weight of something like that? What is dark matter? Why is it important to us here on Earth? Dr. Andres Salcedo with the University of Arizona spends a lot of time thinking about these big questions, and he'll be giving a talk tomorrow night as part of the First Friday Astronomy event at Boise State University. He joins us now, and welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
Okay, so let's get into some of these big questions and hopefully break them down. Let's start at the beginning. What is cosmology?
Cosmology is the study of the origin and development of the universe. And some of the key questions are, how old is the universe? What is its geometry? Is it expanding? What are its contents? Put in another way, how much does it weigh? Questions like that.
Wow. Okay, so what are the three types of matter in the universe?
So the sort of the breakdown of the contents of the universe have changed throughout the history of the universe. But at the present day, basically, we're dominated by three types of matter / energy. Baryonic matter, that's just a name for what we're made out of. So basically the periodic table of elements. So the Earth is made out of baryonic matter. The stars are, the galaxy is. So that is a small fraction of the total matter in the universe, like maybe a fifth. The vast majority is something called dark matter, which we can only infer its presence through gravitational effects. So it does not interact. It doesn't have charge. It doesn't interact with light. It only interacts gravitationally. So that's about 80% of the matter. But matter itself only accounts for about 25 to 30% of the total sort of energy density budget of the universe. The last 75 to 70% is called dark energy. And that we know very little about, except that we believe that it's what is causing the accelerated expansion of the universe.
Interesting. Okay, so I think we've heard of dark matter before. What's a good way to describe it?
I mean, it's matter, but it doesn't shine. It doesn't absorb light. It doesn't reflect light. It doesn't shine in light. It is distributed throughout the universe. And fortunately for us, it was able to form structures faster than the baryonic matter, what we're made out of, a long time ago, you know, maybe 14 billion years ago. Dark matter was able to start collapsing gravitationally and forming structures quicker than the baryonic matter. And this helped the baryonic matter sort of catch up. So dark matter had formed the beginnings of what are called halos, which are sort of a fundamental building block of cosmological structure. And then the baryons are able to, through gravity, fall into these halos and start forming different things like stars and then galaxies. And of course, the Earth that we live on. We believe that basically all galaxies are embedded within these large distributions of dark matter called halos. And what I study are called galaxy clusters. So these are the most massive dark matter structures in the universe that have between 10 to 1,000 galaxies in them.
Wow. So I think you had, when we talked before, talked about dark matter and then the stuff we're made of as kind of like a raisin muffin.
You can think of a cluster as, yeah, a muffin. So the raisins are sort of like galaxies embedded within the within this dark matter halo, as it's called. They would not be able to stay together were it not for the, I suppose, the dough that whole, you know, that keeps it all in one place.
Wow. So we are a tiny speck on a raisin inside a muffin.
Yes, with a bunch of other raisins, I guess. So
we're getting into a lot of science. I want to ask, why are these questions and measurements of these giant things out there in the night sky, why are these so important to people who aren't cosmologists, to folks who are just wandering around on our little planet?
Right. Well, I think, I mean, these are sort of existential questions that I think are of interest to everyone, right? So you know, these are questions about the nature of the universe and sort of its history and fate and its origin. So I think that those are interesting questions from a philosophical standpoint.
Plus, it's just fascinating to know more about how big the universe is and is it expanding?
Yeah. And what will happen to it billions of years from now? Will it continue to expand forever or will it sort of fall back on itself? These are things that we can that we think we can answer with cosmology. If we can sort of understand the contents of the universe, its curvature and its expansion.
Wow. All right. Dr. Andres Salcedo with the University of Arizona. He's going to be giving a talk tomorrow night as part of the First Friday Astronomy event at Boise State University. Thanks so much for giving us an insight into what you do.
Thank you for having me.
And that talk will be at 7:30 on the Boise State campus. But before that, the Boise Astronomical Society will help anyone who wants to know more about their telescope with a hands-on tutorial. So bring your scope to BSU at 5 Friday night. I'm Samantha Wright, filling in for Jim Agudat, and you're listening to Idaho Matters.